Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy, and we are totally married. We got our Bloody Marys, and tonight we are reviewing Conjuring 4, The Last Rites.
Yep. These are strong. These are spicy. They're spicier
they
than
are.
We thought.
So if you hear us go, woo! We're just enjoying our Bloody Marys.
Yeah. So, pardon me. This review is going to be spoiler-free until we get into spoilers, and we'll let you know. That'll be timestamped below. We'll definitely give you a warning. But before we get into what is supposed to be the last Conjuring film, you should support us. We have merch. Go to www.bloodymarypodcast.com. You can find an Amazon wish list there. You can find t-shirts, which is actually at a new site now. It's a little bit better than the one we had. I'll put one on for next episode, then you can check it out. Let's see, you know, and if you can't do that, really, the support is like, comment, subscribe,
share.
Go wherever you're watching or listening to this and leave a review. If you're listening to this on iTunes, leave a review of the podcast, something like that. That'd really help us out. Like, hit that thumbs up button wherever you're at.
Like, share, and subscribe.
Yeah. Well, let's just get into it. Conjuring 4, Last Rites. What did you think? Did you like it? Did it suck? Was it okay? What would you think?
It didn't suck.
Okay.
I liked it.
Yeah.
It left me with a weird feeling leaving, but
A weird feeling.
Yeah, I kept getting weird feelings. I don't know.
Oh yeah. So she's a witch.
I am. Yes.
So she gets weird feelings.
Weird feelings.
Yeah. Cool.
What did you think of it?
That was good. I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was a really, if this is in fact the last one, I think they did a really good job at sending him off.
They did, yeah.
I think this one, what the Conjuring movies, the four of them, not like the Annabelles or whatever, what they've always had at the core is the Ed and Lorraine relationship has always been really strong and really good.
Yeah.
And their love for each other, I think that's always been a through line. It's like, I think in some of them, like his love for her has saved her love for him has saved him. And the love in this one is even greater. And it's spread through the family because their daughter is grown now.
Right. It's kind of fun to see her an adult.
And the daughter has a significant other. And there's another level of family.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought it was beautiful, those moments. Where, to me, I think those moments of their family and the love were better for me than when the horror was happening.
I would agree with that, because it really, like you said, at the core of these, it is the love for each other,
mm-hmm.
and also the love of what they do.
Yeah.
But the love of their family, mm-hmm. and getting to see that, because you've seen Judy before as a little girl.
Yep.
But getting to see that, just their family story, really, because you get to see her pregnant with Judy, you know, you get to see that whole
history. Yeah, in the beginning of the film, I don't think this is a spoiler, you get like a little prequel of Ed and Lorraine when they were younger, and it shows some plot, it shows like what the plot is, that I think they've alluded to before in the past. So what worked for you in it?
I would say, kind of playing off that, I really enjoyed the chemistry of, I mean, they're always so good, those two together.
Yeah.
I really enjoy watching them. But then the chemistry with their daughter and their daughter's, you know, her significant other. And then also, you know, the family that was there that they went to help. Like, I really liked all of that kind of family of it.
Yeah, the family. Well, I guess if you don't know, here's the summary of it. Paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren take on one last terrifying case involving mysterious entities they must confront. And that's pretty vague.
Right,
that's
it is pretty vague.
What I liked about this, too, is the family that's being terrorized or haunted, none of them were they weren't a bad family. Right? That's what I liked about it. Like, sometimes in these, you'll like have a mom who's a piece of shit or a dad who's kind of sketchy, but this was just a normal
small town Big family with grandma and grandpa living there too. Mm-hmm. Like that, it was really the family of of it all, and on both sides, their side and the family that they helped.
Mm-hmm.
That was my favorite part, I think.
Yeah, the movie. And I like too that this is set in the 80s. I think this was 1986, so you got some 80s music, you got a little bit of 80s fashion. Because I believe the first two were 70s for sure, and I can't remember if the third one was 70s or 80s, but I want to say it was 70s.
I feel like it was late 70s, maybe early 80s, but
yeah. Yeah, I like about that too. That's what I like about it too. And it did have some scary moments.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll jump into like one thing I didn't like is the villain of this was pretty unknown.
Right.
And I think that was by design. But still, there was no... you couldn't really put a face to the villain.
No, because can't get into spoilers. Yeah. Now, but yeah, you're right. There wasn't no like
there
the
wasn't
nun.
A nun. Right. There wasn't an Annabelle. There wasn't, but it still worked for what they were doing. There were faces of villains, but they're, it's hard to say without spoiling things. It's like there wasn't a face of a big bad.
Yeah. Like you said, you know, there's not a nun, there's not an Annabelle, there's not that one creepy entity that you see.
Yeah, well, I guess there kind of is.
Kind of, but yeah.
I guess what I'm saying is we didn't get an iconic villain here. We didn't get a nun. We didn't get an Annabelle. So that was like a negative. I feel like you could have done that with your last one, your last send-off. Kind of feels like it was a missed opportunity to have this thing that's also can live in pop culture now as a horror icon. Right. I think that was a missed opportunity, but I do see the reason why they didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I think it was, I think it was a really good way to tie up their story.
Yes. I think it bookended it really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I think I heard rumors that they're doing a Conjuring series, but from what I understand, they're done with the Ed and Lorraine stuff, but I could be wrong. This feels like it should be the end. If it's not, it should be.
It should be the end because they really did wrap it all up in a nice little bow and kind of bring their story full circle. So I don't think I would like it to be opened up again. I mean, in a series, I could see because you're getting, you know, in the movie, the one kid was like, how many... cases have you done? And he's like, oh, like 1,000.
Yeah.
So like in the series, I can see us getting a series and then you're getting more of those cases and you're getting more of the story, but that's in the series, which I don't think is going to be the same people if they do.
Yeah. If they did that, I would want to recast in younger people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to start. I would think start when they were younger in the beginning.
If they continue with the Conjuring universe with other films, I wouldn't mind them popping in for cameos.
Right.
But, this felt like a good way to wrap up their story.
Yeah, a nice goodbye.
Yeah. Well, how would you rank this one in the four Conjuring films? Conjuring 1, 2, 3, Last Rites, and... No, wait. 3 was The Devil Made Me Do It. And this is Last Rites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I know my ranking.
You go first.
Number one would be the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two would be this one. Three would probably be two. And my least favorite would be the third one.
Right.
I think the first one and the last one were the best ones, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would say the first one. And then I think the second one where you get the nun. Because that's kind of iconic.
It is iconic, yes.
And then this one, and then I agree, The Devil Made Me Do It was my least favorite one.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you like the Conjuring movies, this is one you should watch.
Absolutely. You should watch it, enjoy the story of them. To me, it's just more of a family story.
This one. Yeah, it is. It was a good messages. Mm-hmm. Family coming together, getting, you know, having each other's back, trusting each other.
Loving each other.
Yeah. It was cute.
Yeah. It was a cute movie,
it was
guys.
Like it was the cute Conjuring 4. Go see it. It's cute. there was something that I was worried that was going to happen that didn't happen. And I wanted it to happen. But then when I saw that it didn't, I was very happy it didn't happen.
Yeah, me too, because we, you know, we were like, is that, this is it? Because yeah, it talks about, like, oh, they find a tragedy of the family, and like, what, like, I could only imagine, and then it didn't happen, but it was nice that it didn't, that they,
So what would you rate this out of 10? 1 out of 10?
I would say 6.5.
6.5? Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it a nice, cute, happy, friendly 7. Just
A cute, happy, friendly 7.
It gets a cute family 7. Not the best movie in the world, not the worst. It's above average for sure. I think this director has made... directed The Curse of La Llorona. He did The Third Conjuring. He did Nun 2, and he did this one. And I think by far, directorially, this is his best work out of those four. I think this is the best job he's done with the Conjuring films. For sure. Like, definitely.
I would agree with that.
Actors gave it their all. I mean, they've been in these roles, and both the main... All the actors were really good.
They were really good. All the acting was really spot on. I really enjoyed the cast in this one.
Yeah.
All around, not just Ed and Lorraine, not just those two. I really enjoyed all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure. Funny moments too. There's like a lot of funny moments, especially with like the family stuff. It's right. Like their daughter has a new boyfriend, and just the dynamic of like the father and all this. It's funny.
It is.
It's funny.
And her going, Ed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tommy, Tony, Ed.
Yeah. He's always like, he's getting his name wrong on purpose, that kind of thing. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we get into spoilers? And I don't think there's too much we're going to spoil, but.
I don't think so.
Yeah. All right. Well,
all right. Spoilers. So pause. Go run and see the movie.
Go see it.
Come back.
What's a spoiler? I think the biggest spoilers we're talking about is like, I think in the last one, maybe the one before, they were alluding to like, I think he had a bad heart.
Yeah.
And in this one, it's on the forefront. He's like seeing the doctor. It's like, you got to do this. You can't do this anymore. You got to really rein it in. So when shit's getting crazy, I'm just assuming he's going to have a heart attack and die.
Right.
Because he does in real life. But he doesn't, and then it cuts to, you know, the wedding, and then she has a vision of what their life's gonna be, which was really fucking cute.
It was, and just how, you know, that was their last case, and then they got to enjoy their life and really live it in that way.
Well, too, what really brought it full circle was their last case, because it was one of their first cases, and it's the thing that caused her baby to almost die and probably open her third eye,
right?
Or helped it. So that mirror was connected to them, and it came full circle, and they finally, as a family, defeated it.
Yeah, you know what? One thing that was like. Bugged me in the fact that, you know, when she was little, when their daughter Judy was little, and it shows like, oh, she kept seeing scary things, and she was teaching her how to shut it out and do that. And I just think, you know, you have that same gift. And yes, it's good to teach her how to shut it out.
Yeah.
But I would think that she would also want to teach her how to protect herself and how to maybe, you know what I mean? Like, because she just block it out, just not. I don't want you to have this in your life. But the thing is that she does. She has it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish her mom would have given her more like tips.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I understand that point of view, but I do disagree.
Yeah.
I think that crazy event happened to them, and she gave birth, and she saw that her daughter was dead in her arms. And she prayed to God for it to come back, and then realizing that her daughter has the stuff and the torment that she's had to go through, I can see it like, you know, just this is how you block it out, and then if anything goes wrong, come to me and we'll da-da-da-da-da. I get it. And I think this was, well, what we see here is her coming of age and being like, no, now I'm going to go on my own and do this. It was like... You know, now I'm going to go do it without your permission.
Right. So I kind of guess I wish they would have, like, you know, they're like, why are you here? We need to take you home right now. But, like, and as a mom, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want you to do this. I want to protect you. I do not want anything, especially like having, I remember when James was born, he wasn't breathing. They put him on my chest and it wasn't a minute and he wasn't fully dead, but like,
and there weren't demons around.
I was rubbing his back and being like, come on, baby, it's mama. Just breathe, just breathe. And then he did. And that was like, oh my God. Like,
so in that moment when you saw that scene,
I was like, oh, as a mom, like that's just terrifying.
And we were watching that. I was like, is there backstory that their kid died? I couldn't quite remember.
And like, or I couldn't quite remember if like they had a stillborn and then they had Judy.
Yeah.
So like on the mom side, I do get it. But also, I think I would also want, if it does come out, because she did go, she kind of just went rogue because she kept having these things and she didn't want to go to her mom because her mom was just too worried about her.
Yes.
And which is completely understandable, but I guess I wish she would have been like, okay, this is how you block it out, block it out, block it out. But just in case, if it comes and you can't block it out, this is the things you need to do.
You wanted a montage of her ghost busting?
Not really ghost busting.
No, this is how you do it.
But you know, like giving her like extra tips instead of trying to kind of force it to where she doesn't have to, this isn't for you, I don't want this for you, I don't want this for you, which absolutely, but yeah.
I feel like you could suspend disbelief and say that she did do that stuff throughout her life because she did have run-ins with Annabelle and all that kind of thing. I do think that she'd seen a lot of stuff, and I think that her mom probably did give her those tips, but we're just seeing, because we're in a short amount of time with this movie, that mechanism of this is how you shut it out.
Right.
It did not bother me like it bothered you.
It didn't like fully, it wasn't like a, oh my God, I wish. It was just like that little, I wish she would have been like, okay, because she kept going, what's wrong? And, oh, I'm fine. No, like, I know that something is wrong because I've seen a hand on your shoulder or things like that. So I know, instead of trying, I think part of the mom was trying to, like, block out that this may be worse than it actually was for her daughter.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want it. I don't know.
I think you're reading too much into it. I think, too, because she can see weird shit, too, so the mother might, is this me or is this her? There could be a little thing in there.
Right.
But yeah. But it all worked out at the end.
It did. And
it was the mechanism for the daughter to step up and to reiterate to their parents, no, I'm here helping them. You stay help them too. This is what you're meant to do.
Right. Like I'm supposed to be here. I don't know why I'm here. So we're doing it. And it was cool that she got to see her parents on the job because she never...
Yeah, that was fun.
They always left and she never understood why... She's like, I never understood why you left. But like now she kind of gets why. Like,
yeah.
I get it.
And I liked her boyfriend, her fiance. That was cool.
That was really cool. Like
part of the team really fast.
he got thrown into the fire. You want to marry her? All right, let's go. This is our family.
Yeah, and then at the end when... You know, he's in the room with the dad where they keep all the stuff and then he tosses him the keys. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah. He's like, I trust you now.
Yeah.
Well, also his foot got fucked up by that mirror. That was a cool scene when that mirror was pushing them through the hallway.
Yeah.
And he was trapped down there. Like, I thought his foot was like going to.
I know.
It got sleeved.
It did.
That's what it looked like.
And then he was getting choked by it. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was crazy. But yeah, I think my main complaint was there was no big bad. Like the big bad is a mirror. And then we got to see like a ghostly shadow and then like a gray creature with eyes. Mm-hmm. The only faces we saw were the ghosts that he was using to terrorize.
Yeah.
And so I guess this creature wasn't even named. Like in the past, there's like names and stuff like that.
There was always a name of a demon. All they said was, it's a demon that is living in this mirror, which they tried to destroy. Like the girls were like, wait, we put this in the garbage.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, sometimes.
That doesn't work.
That doesn't work.
And then one of the girls pukes up glass blood.
Yeah, after they destroyed it. Yeah.
So I think that was really my only complaint is I wish there would have been a big bad, and if not, give it a fucking name at least.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was cool to see the family come together because she's like, okay, I told you to block it out your whole life, but in order to get rid of this, we have to let it in. And then having the three of them just like defeat the evil together was really cool.
Yeah, and then have a happy, and then their lives are happily ever after.
They are, which they deserve, I think, after all of the shit that they've had to go through and all the things that they've done for others to help. And, you know, they get their their nice little happy ending with their family and the love and peace. And
so aside from what you're talking about, the mother-daughter thing, is there anything else that you would have wanted in this movie to make it better?
No, I mean, it could have been a little creepier.
Yeah.
But also, I really do think that this was more about family than the actual...
Yeah.
Creepiness.
Than scaring you.
Than scaring you.
Yeah.
I really do. What about you?
No, because I agree with you. I think there is a good amount of creep. I mean, I didn't really get scared for... there's like moments where like you have your closest on a character and you feel like there should probably be something behind them, mm-hmm. and then there never was, that kind of thing. So I think they did a good job with it. I think it was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think that wasn't really the point of this story.
Yeah.
The scare part of it. I think the point was the family part of it.
It's just a family sitcom.
It's a cute family movie that.
Oh, there we go. Let's do that. Everyone can go see. Let's do a sitcom, but it's a ghost hunting family.
All right.
With laughing crowd, live cam. Has that been done?
I don't know.
A live, fucking Conjuring kind of sitcom show with a live studio audience. Yes. Woo! Oh, okay. I'm getting silly now. These are strong and spicy as shit. Well, cool. Have you guys seen Conjuring 4? Do you like the movie? Do you agree with us? Disagree? How would you rate the Conjuring films? Do you like the Conjuring universe at all?
Right.
What are your favorites in the universe? Do you want to see it continue? How do you want to see it continue? Leave your comments. All things Conjuring.
Right. Are we going to get a movie where Annabelle goes on tour like they did this year and just let it fucking
also,
wreak havoc throughout the country?
Why the fuck does Matt Rife own this stuff now?
Can we talk about that? Why did Judy just let Matt Rife take over it? That's why I'm Judy, what are you doing?
He paid a shit ton of money. Like, legit, the young comedian Matt Rife and like another partner or two bought the Conjuring shit and the house.
Yeah.
And I think they're selling the house. I don't know what they're doing with the items.
I don't know what
but they're... But I feel like he's not the right kind of person to be in there tinkering around.
Guys.
He's partying and he's opening all that shit up.
I just think, guys...
He's going to sell each and every piece.
Like, first of all, they put Annabelle and they put her on tour. And then shit happened the entire time she was on tour.
Yeah.
Bad shit happened the entire time.
Coincidence.
And I'm just saying, if you don't believe in it, cool, great. But also, if these people had all of their shit locked in a room for fucking decades.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you just play it safe and like not just fucking... Just, let's put it on tour. Hey, you want to come in? Let's put the, no. From fuck
what,
off.
Thinking, but from what I understand, I think they are just the caretakers of the items.
Right.
But I can really see, like, this is a movie, right? That like these idiots buy this stuff and then they start going into the rooms and opening things
and
up.
Shit and
like,
goes awry.
And it's like it's a horror comedy.
Because
maybe that's his end game. Maybe he's shooting a film in there about that.
I can't. I don't like him. So okay. Like
we got sidetracked there.
Sorry.
But that's what's happening in real life with this stuff.
I want to know where Judy is and why she let this happen.
Yeah. Conjuring 4. I really liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did too.
And I can't wait for next weekend. We are going to go see. We're planning on seeing The Strangers Part 2, which was The Strangers. Was, I believe, our worst film of last year.
Guys.
It was pretty bad.
He's making me go to the theater in which we are going to have to sit in the back row because the last time I watched The Strangers movie, I had to pause it, get angry, throw something, go on a complete rant, and then get back to
have
it.
I'm going to have to film some reactions of you
so
in the theater.
So I'm going to be in the theater with people.
You know what? Probably not many people.
Trying to, like... Keep my shit contained. I'm not going to say words. My hands are going to be all over the place. All right.
Also, one last PSA. We went and saw Conjuring. I think it's the weekend after its premiere.
Mm-hmm.
We were the only people in the theater.
Yeah, we had the whole theater.
Zero people. People go to the theater, see fucking horror films. It's around spooky season. Go see them.
Yeah, even if it's, you know, like us at 1:30 in the afternoon on a 90-degree afternoon. Yeah, it's fine.
We were the only ones in there. That's sad. I wonder what the box office is for this film. Anyways, all right. Bloody Marys are dead.
So are we.
Woo!
Bye-bye.